Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When a natural disaster strikes, the path of destruction it leaves behind is devastating. John Mutter, a professor of earth and environmental sciences at Columbia University, explains why low-income neighborhoods are hit the hardest.
Natural disasters divide us. 230,000 people were crushed to death in Haiti. That's how you die in an earthquake. A building comes down on you and flattens the life out of you. Sometimes you die in the aftermath from lack of medical attention or contaminated water. Usually you're in a building. Survivors are flattened as well. In Haiti, where people's prospects for a reasonable standard of living are slim, even in good times, an earthquake can rob them of what chance they might have had. In New Orleans, too, the poor who didn't drown in Hurricane Katrina were washed out of town, refugees in their own country. Natural disasters harm the poor more than they harm the wealthy. The wealthy have the savings, borrowing power, and mobility to get out of trouble. The poor do not. In this way, a natural disaster is little different from a currency collapse or the current financial meltdown. Because we think so differently about natural disasters versus human-made ones, we do two things wrongly. We concentrate on rebuilding structures instead of economies and people's lives. Second, we use the wrong metrics to measure recovery. Gross domestic product, used by economists to measure industrial output in rich countries, is far too blunt an instrument to take the pulse of the poor. We need to focus on factors like homelessness, school attention, and emergency room visits. Our thinking about disasters needs to be merged with economic development strategies if the divide they cause is to be mended. In the end, there is really no difference.
That was Columbia University's John Mutter. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.